Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Trust in the Lord is Powerful Wisdom Medicine. Trust in the Lord is Powerful Wisdom Medicine. I'm going to be reading from the biblical document that is the Old Testament biblical document of Proverbs or Wise Sayings. Indeed, one must understand that the document called Proverbs is more than a document of wise saying. A careful study of this book shows that it is indeed a book of wisdom medicine or healthy life essentials. The Proverbs document has to do essentially with the details of life, the daily details of constructive and artful living. The book of Proverbs, or the Proverbs document, promulgates a manner of living which teaches one how to appropriately address the details of life. And so, in Proverbs chapter 1, we read in verse 1, Proverbs or the wise sayings of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. So there are some other contributors to this particular book, but we are concentrating on a particular viewpoint in chapter 1 of this document. And this book is a product of the ancient Near East, not the ancient Far East. Chapter 1, verse 2, reads, for attaining Chachma, or wisdom, for attaining Chachma and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring or gathering to oneself a disciplined and prudent life. In other words, herein one finds a contrast to a life of debauchery and wastefulness. Verse 4. Well, let me repeat a bit of verse 3. For acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just, fair. Now, I don't want us to bring our Western understanding of these of right and justice here. In the Hebrew, these are very concrete terms. These words speak not an intellectual understanding of what is right, and not merely an intellectual understanding of what is just, or cognitive understanding, or acquiring for oneself a cognitive definition of what is just and fair. But notice the language. Doing what is right. The emphasis in this particular document is on one's action. There are certain words in the Hebrew that teaches that an individual will reap, will receive unto himself that which he has sown. In other words, one receives to himself or herself those actions which have been done. These actions return and influence and lift up and create success for the actions will supplant or stop one from achieving success in life. So there's great clarity in the language of the Proverbs. Let me go on. Verse 5. Let the wise listen. The ability to hear aright. The ability to hear, very important. Life skill. The wise understand that listening is not for the ears. The wise understand that listening is done with the heart. The wise understand that indeed lithosomatic action, if one is to listen effectively, let the wise listen and add to their learning. Let the discerning, that is, those with the critical capacity for spiritual insight, for understanding proverbs, for wise saying, and parables. And parables have popularly been noted as an earthly story or narrative with a heavenly meaning. So we will use that understanding of parables for the time being. The sayings and riddles of the wise. And so in verse 7 it reads, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Now, in this particular document, there are several different words alliterated from the Hebrew under the term fool or fool. Each particular word has a very important nuance, but that we do not receive that understanding from the text because the English, there are certain limitations that we have. So, but chapter 1, verse 7 is our key. Indeed, it is the key for life. The fear of the Lord, beginning of the knowledge, is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord, healthy understanding of who God is. And please understand that the writer is speaking to believing ones. He's speaking to believing ones about the place of God in their lives. 13 reads, hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. And notice the verb at the beginning. Well, we'll find in Hebrew thinking that the subject is thrown at the beginning of the or placed at the beginning of let's declare the sentence in order to teach its urgency or in order to teach the imperative nature of the topic. So the subject is often put at the beginning of the hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well. For it is your life. For it is your life. Verse 20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Interesting language, is it not? Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. And then he goes on, the writer goes on to say, keep them within your heart. For they are life. They are life to those who find them. And health to a man's whole body. Hebrew word here, health, is mate. Mate. And it means healing, cure. Mate means healing, cure to a man's whole body. So hence, the title for this show is Trust in the Lord, His Powerful Wisdom Method. Verse 23 reads, above all else, guard your heart. Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring or source of life. Now, again, we have ended in verse 15. We have hold on to instruction, do not let it go, guard it well. In verse 23, we read, above all else, guard your heart. So the word for guard means to keep watch. It is given in the, it's the Hebrew word shamar. It is given in the imperative, or what we would say is the cal imperative, the blackest. But it is given in the guard your heart. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Guard your heart. And so the writer is very serious about the importance of. With that introduction, I want to read to you Proverbs 3:5, which reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart the word for heart and you would live. Again, the subject of the sentence is placed at the beginning of the sentence. In the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. That is, one's own mental faculty. Indeed, no matter how much information we can gather, it is always limited. It is always limited. And we can have information that gives us a certain level of awareness. But the Proverbs, propagate healthy life essentials. Healthy life essentials. And I'm saying that because more and more research is bringing out the relationship between spirituality and health outcome. In an article entitled Spirituality and Medical Practice, Using the Hope Question as a Practical Tool for Spiritual Assessment, one reads these words. The evidence in the medical literature that suggests a strong relationship between spirituality and medicine is increasing. Now, this article was found out in one edition of American Family Physician, volume 63, number 1. Once again, the evidence in the medical literature that suggests a strong relationship between spirituality and medicine is increasing. Polls of the U.S. population have consistently shown that 95% of Americans believe in God. One study found that 94% of patients admitted to hospitals believe that spiritual health is as important as physical health. 77% believe that physicians should consider their patients' spiritual needs as part of their medical care. And 37% physicians to discuss their religious beliefs more. However, 80% reported that physicians never or rarely discuss spiritual or religious issues with them. A recent national survey of family physicians reports that the percentage of physicians have spiritual beliefs is closer to that of the general population. The relationship between and health outcome has also been reviewed in detail. So, the Proverbs document is not only ancient wisdom medicine, also contemporary wisdom medicine. Now, in Proverbs 5, Proverbs 3, 5, I should say, reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Verse 7 continues, do not be wise in your own eyes. Again, the emphasis is on that. Lean not on your own understanding. Verse 5. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Chapter 4, verse 21 reads, do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's or woman's whole body. In our culture, in Western culture, in Western culture today, we have a crisis. A very real crisis. Cardiovascular disease. High stress living. Poor nutrition. No adequate time for rest. And poor nutrition and other factors have created a very toxic environment. So cardiovascular disease, rheumatoid arthritis, a proliferation and generalized anxiety disorders arise, a dramatic rise in clinical depression. We live in a very serious time. We need this document. It calls us back, particularly in the West, to wisdom medicine. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's prescriptive. It is a prescription for spiritual health so that the mind can relax, so that mind can find healing and appropriate homeostasis so that the body can also repair itself so that the immune system, which keeps us game of life, can heal. Trust in the Lord. Atah. Atah. Trust. It is to throw down oneself upon one's face and lie extended upon the ground. Hebrew is very concrete. The Hebrew is dismissive of an understanding of trust as a definition, as a mere cognitive in the Lord. Look at the sentence, or think about the sentence, and what it tells. Trust in the Lord with all your lips, all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, that is, to support oneself. Well, I have some cognitive awareness. The writer is not advocating naivete. He is not advocating that one becomes an artless one, or unschooled, or unappreciative of awareness. That is not the emphasis here. The emphasis here is on healthy trust. Emphasis here is on wisdom medicine for life. Wisdom medicine for life. And how that is sorely needed in the world. Think of all the eye pollution in our culture. Think of all the pollution to our hearing. Just think about the pollution that we take on to ourselves. And here another way is presented, that we are not stressed out, so that we're not fearful, so that we're not captured by anxiety, so that we are not weighed down by depression. Lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him. Acknowledge whom? Know God. In all your ways know God, and He will make your path straight. Trust. Trust. You and I well know how our lives have been politicized in the West. Education, economics, healthcare, everything our lives is on the political chessboard. And we are consumers of that which has been politicized about ourselves. Think about it. Is that real living? Is that real life? God calls us far from the madding crowd. God calls us out of the wasteland. This should be where the wasteland ends. We find life that is fulfilled, that is trust in the Lord. We jettison and abandon that which is unhealthy, that which is not or does not speak with the medicine of ourselves. We let it go. The tawdry experimentalism with our nervous systems, through street drugs or whatever. You know these things. Not satisfied, they in fact create addiction. We start ruining ourselves, start seeking to hurt others. All these things create alienation both of self and others. And we become mysteries to ourselves as we are alienated from ourselves. God wants us to live lives that are filled with the medicine of His Word. God has given us all things which we can enjoy. We are stewards of that which He has given. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. I'm Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.